It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights and our top 123 fantasy stits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 5, D?
All right, first up, I've got Baker Mayfield, quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I expect him to feast on that Falcons defense. I like him throwing to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and he might even run in for a touchdown. Number two, I've got Aaron Jones. The Jets defense is terrible. I think Jones gets one through the air, he gets one on the ground, and he has over 90 yards rushing. And number three, I'm going with wide receiver DJ Moore for the Chicago Bears. I think the Bears and Carolina will put up points this weekend, and DJ will have his best game this season. What do you got, Z?
Great choices. Really can't go wrong with those. Hey. I got to start with Michael Pittman Jr. Jags are 0-4. He's got a competent quarterback that'll deliver him the football. I think Pittman goes off for the Colts. Number two, I like Geno Smith against the Giants. That secondary is so bad. It's just so bad without Adoree Jackson and Drew Phillips. I mean, Deontay Banks was trying. I'll give him that. He was trying. He got there. He was trying to be physical with CeeDee Lamb. He was just not good enough to go up against CeeDee Lamb one-on-one. That's a failure. And hopefully the Giants learn their lesson, because guess what? Now you have DK Metcalf. Oops. Like, it's not like you're dropping off that far. You're going from friggin' CeeDee Lamb to DK Metcalf. So Geno Smith is going to feast on that Giants secondary. And number three, no Rashee Rice means Xavier Worthy. You are a big-time green light against the Saints. Let's see what the speedster can do now that he's going to get some more burn and he's going to get the lion's share of the targets. But those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
Mike's not on. Rookie mistake.
My wallet's gone. My wallet's gone.
For my sits or my red lights. First up, I've got running back Zach Moss from the Bengals. Hard to trust him against that Ravens defense, and the Bengals are giving Brown more reps. Number two, I've got C.J. Stroud, quarterback of the Houston Texans. You know, Buffalo needs a get-right game, and after seeing what the Vikings did to Stroud, the Bills should be able to replicate using the same thing. And number three, I've got Amari Cooper, wide receiver on the Cleveland Browns. Man, that Browns team looks like trash, and I think they're going to struggle against the Commies. What do you got, Z?
All logical arguments. I'm starting with Breece Hall. That was fucking atrocious. You can't. You can't start him. You can't. I'm sorry. 10 rushes, 4 yards. False start. False start. False start. This team is falling apart. This team is friggin' falling apart. And Breece Hall is definitely part of that reason. Number two, take your pick. Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle. As long as they don't have a quarterback, they don't have any fantasy value. Unless Mike McDaniel gets really fucking creative. Like, he'll come up with a wide receiver version of the Wildcat. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. Wild Dolphins? Like, I don't know. But the only way they're going to have any sort of relevancy is if they get a quarterback. Because you're getting Ugats from them right now. Take your pick. Flip a coin. Hill or Waddle. Doesn't matter. And then number three, just because I don't know if he's going to play. Malik Nabers. If he's in concussion protocol, I think you sit him. I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's worth the risk, because the Seahawks play good defense. They're punishing, and you also, if he's had a concussion, don't make him fly cross country. Learn from what the Mets did with Ryan Church. They made him fly to LA. He He got another. His concussion got worse, and he was never the same again. So, kid glove this guy. Absolutely, kid glove this guy. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ. And let us know who you got or who you don't got for this week. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.